Not everyone was convinced by Martin's model. Paleontologists noted that many non-game species vanished too, which in their view suggests that the extinction wave was more likely due to the abrupt climatic changes at the end of the Pleistocene. Martin pointed out that previous millennia had experienced equally wild shifts with no extinction spasm. In addition, similar extinctions occurred when human beings first invaded Madagascar, Australia, New Zealand, and the Polynesian Islands. Despite Overkill's failure to enjoy full acceptance, it helped set in stone what became the paradigmatic image of the first Americans. Highly mobile, scattered in small bands, carnivorous to a fault, the Paleo-Indians conjured by archaeologists were, above all, stout-hearted, daring, and voracious big game hunters, in the phrase of Norman Easton, an anthropologist at Yukon College in Whitehorse. Clovis people were thought to have a special yen for mammoth, great ambulatory meat lockers. As the extinctions proceeded, the Clovis people switched from mammoths to the smaller, more numerous bison. The spear points grew smaller, the hunting more systematic. With prey becoming scarcer, it needed to be. Bands camped on ridges overlooking ponds. The men wanted to spot herds when they came to drink. When the animals plunged their muzzles into the water, hunting parties attacked, forcing the startled bison to flee into a dead-end gully. The beasts bellowed in confusion and pain as the Paleo-Indians moved in with jabbing spears. Sometimes they slaughtered a dozen or more at once. Each hunter may have gobbled down as much as 10 pounds of meat a day. They came back staggering under the load of meat. Life in this vision of early America was hard but pleasant. In most ways, archaeologists said, it was not that different from life elsewhere on the planet at the time. Except that it may not have been like that at all.